Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A passing grade in the school of righteousness. For if those who live by law are heirs, faith has no value and the promise is worthless, because law brings wrath. Romans chapter 4, verses 14 to 15. According to some views, God will grade on the curve, looking at your life in comparison with others. If the good outweighs the bad, you pass the test of life and get into heaven. However, a passing grade in God's school of righteousness has always been 100%. Anything less, and you fail. Donald Barnhouse provides this insightful look at the folly of trying to make the grade on the basis of good works rather than on God's work. Walk with Donald Barnhouse, an American radio preacher and magazine editor in the 1900s. We can see where an argument about salvation by works would lead us. Suppose a man has made certain sacrifices in his giving to worthy causes. Has he made enough sacrifices? Is there a percentage that may be established? If that is so, what about a poor man and a rich man? A poor man may have 5 children and $50 a week. Is he supposed to give $5 a week to good Christian causes? And if another man has $1,000 a week and only a wife and 1 child, can he get by with God by giving $100 a week? The absurdities of the comparisons become evident the further we push them to logical conclusions. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 25.
It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing, and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our Father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "It was credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
You may be smarter than most, more generous than many, more honest than some. But when the comparison is made between sinful man and holy God, your best efforts resemble filthy rags. Isaiah 64, verse 6. God knew that. So, he sent his son to pass the test for you. By placing your confidence in him, his grade becomes yours. And when the choice is between a perfect score or failure, with eternal consequences, Wouldn't you prefer having Christ's grade to your own?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.